Oblong Box, Part 1. A few years ago, I decided to go by ship from Charleston, South Carolina, to the city of New York. I bought a ticket for the ship Independence, whose captain was called Hardy. We were supposed to sail on the 15th of June, if the weather was good. On the 14th, I went to the ship to organize everything in the cabin which I had reserved. When I got to the ship, I looked at the list of passengers who would be travelling with me. I was very happy to see the name of Mr. Cornelius Wyatt, a young artist who was a good friend of mine. We had studied at university together, so I knew him very well. He was a genius, with many good qualities, such as intelligence, sensitivity, and enthusiasm, but he didn't like people very much. However, he had the warmest and most sincere heart of any person I knew. On the list, I saw that he had reserved 3 cabins on the ship, and that he was travelling with his wife and his 2 sisters. Because the cabins were large, and each one had 2 beds, one above the other, I couldn't understand why he had asked for 3 cabins, and not 2. It's true that this was none of my business, but at that time in my life, I was very curious about even the smallest things. I thought and thought about the problem of the 3rd cabin, and finally decided that it must be for a servant. How stupid I am, I said to myself. Why didn't I think of that before? I went and looked at the list again to make sure that I was right. But, to my surprise, I saw that Wyatt wasn't travelling with a servant. The original intention had obviously been to bring one, because the word servant was written on the list, but there was a line through it. The cabin must be for extra baggage, I now said to myself. There must be something he doesn't want to put with the cargo on the ship. Maybe it's a painting which he's just bought. This idea satisfied me, and I decided to forget about the problem. I knew Wyatt's 2 sisters very well. They were very friendly and intelligent. I didn't know his wife at all because he had just got married and I had never seen her. However, he had often talked to me about her very enthusiastically. He had told me that she was extremely beautiful, very clever, and special in every way, and so I was looking forward to meeting her. On the 14th of June, the day I visited the ship, Captain Hardy told me that Wyatt and his family were also coming that day. I waited on the ship for an hour, but they didn't arrive. I was then told that Mrs. Wyatt was not feeling well, and so the family would arrive the following day, just before the ship sailed. The next morning, I was on my way to the ship when I met Captain Hardy again.
"Good morning, sir," he said. "I'm sorry to have to tell you that because of certain circumstances, the Independence will not sail for a day or two. I'll inform you when we're ready to sail."
I thought this was very strange because the weather was good, so I didn't see any reason for waiting. I tried to get an explanation from the captain, but he wouldn't give me one. The only thing I could do was return home and wait impatiently for the captain's message. I received the message almost a week later and went immediately to the ship. It was already full of passengers, and there was a lot of noise and activity. Mr. Wyatt and his family arrived about 10 minutes after me. I saw the 2 sisters, the new wife, and the artist himself. He was in one of his bad moods, not wanting to be with people. He didn't even introduce me to his wife, so one of his sisters quickly introduced us. Mrs. Wyatt was wearing a hat with a thick veil which covered her face. When she spoke to me, she lifted the veil from her face, and I was extremely surprised. It's true that, in the past, I hadn't always agreed with Wyatt's opinion about the beauty of a certain woman. I thought his descriptions were usually too enthusiastic. However, because of everything he had said to me, I expected Mrs. Wyatt to be attractive, even if she wasn't as beautiful as he had described her. Instead, I saw a woman who was quite ugly, but dressed very elegantly in expensive clothes. I was sure that she must have many good qualities, which were more important than beauty to my friend, and that he had excellent reasons for choosing her to be his wife. She only spoke a few words to me, and then went immediately into her cabin with Mr. Wyatt. Now, my curiosity returned. There certainly wasn't a servant with them, so I began to look for the extra baggage, which would explain why they had a third cabin. After some time, a cart arrived at the ship, and on it was an oblong wooden box. The box was put on the ship, and immediately after that, we sailed out to sea. I looked at the box carefully. It must have been about 1 meter 80 centimeters long and 75 centimeters wide. That's a very strange shape for a box, I thought. I was right when I decided that the extra baggage would be a painting. I knew that Wyatt had been having many meetings with an Italian named Nicolino, who sold art. I remembered that Nicolino had a copy of Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting, The Last Supper. I was suddenly certain that this painting was in the oblong box, and that for some reason Wyatt didn't want me to know that he had bought it. I followed the men who took the box to Wyatt's cabins, and was very surprised to see that the box was not put into the extra one, but into Mr. and Mrs. Wyatt's own cabin. On the lid of the box were painted the words, Mrs. Adelaide Curtis, New York, in the care of Mr. Cornelius Wyatt, this side up, fragile. The box took up almost the entire floor, and this must have been very uncomfortable for Wyatt and his wife, especially as an extremely unpleasant odour came from the box. It seemed to me that this odour came from the painted name and address. I knew from my talks with Wyatt that Adelaide Curtis was Mrs. Wyatt's mother. However, I was certain that the address had only been painted on the box to fool me, and that the box would go directly to Wyatt's studio.